Do you remember Vision on the TV? Toby Hart's art programme. He used to show a gallery of children's paintings every week. And those of you with the right kind of memory may recall the music that went along with the gallery on Vision On. Perhaps you've looked at paintings in a country house, or even been to an art gallery and had a look at the pictures. This morning, I'm sorry, but I don't have three easy points in a nice line for you. Instead, I want to help you to paint some pictures in your imagination. So please relax. Be patient with me, because the pictures that I want to offer, rather like the pictures in the art gallery, won't necessarily fit together. And you may scratch your head at times and wonder what I'm on about. But perhaps that's no change. I hope by the end you'll understand what I'm trying to communicate. In our first Bible reading, Moses painted a really vivid picture of God as an eagle caring for its young. The eagle's nest is set high up in a rocky precipice. The chicks are well grown, ready to test their wings. The eagle leaps into the air, soars, and then hovers over the nest. And its powerful wings beat and create a swirling updraft of air that flows around and over the chicks. And as the wind ruffles their feathers, that sets up a great anticipation in the youngsters, an indescribable sense of what for them is an entirely new experience. These chicks have never flown before, and yet somewhere deep inside, they intuitively understand that this is what they were hatched for. And by hovering over the nest, the eagle creates a sense of flying and generates a longing to fly. And then another picture. Back at the dawn of time, before the world was formed, before the clock began to tick, God the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the waters. Like an eagle, God the Holy Spirit hovered. As he beat his wings, chaos was drawn up together into order. The Spirit hovered over water and drew out land. He hovered over dust and drew forth life. He hovered over chaos and drew out beauty. The updraft of the Spirit of God created a sense of what was to be, how the image of God could be formed out of the ground. The beauty of all creation and the very image of God himself was drawn up out of dust, darkness and chaos by the beating of the wings of God. God the Holy Spirit comes and hovers over us as we worship here in this church. As he beats his wings over the congregation, he creates a spiritual updraft, a sense of what we could be, almost a sense of flying. We catch a glimpse of our potential, of life above and beyond the mundane. And as we climb up into the free, the clean air of worship, our troubles, which had seemed so enormous from the ground, shrink to their proper size against the horizon. The arguments, the puny pride that made us squabble and elbow one another in the nest. Eagles got elbows? Those puny, trivial things are forgotten in the sheer joy of flying. Jesus said that if he sets us free, then we're free indeed. Free from our personal hurts. Free to love others. Free from our weariness. As we're invigorated by the updraft of God's Spirit. But some people don't want to fly. We like the feeling of wind in our hair. But we love the security of the ground also. So instead, we build a kind of flight simulator. Maybe for you it looks like a car. Electric windows, sunroof, even a soft top. And on bright Sundays, get the car out, get in the driving seat, rev up the engine, and off you go. The top off, or the sunroof open, windows down. Feels marvellous to drive like that in the sunshine. Wind in your hair, sun on your face. Almost like flying. A flight simulator. So how is it in the church? God the Holy Spirit comes to us as we meet on a Sunday. He hovers over the congregation and beats his wings. And as you sing and listen and pray, you might glimpse a little of what God is calling you to. You might get a tantalizing sense that some joy might be out there somewhere. You might get a whiff of the perfume of forgiveness. You might get a sudden shaft of light from above the dark cloud. What are you going to do? Many of us have built a flight simulator. We attend church for what? For a sense of the wind in our hair, for a feeling of the great outdoors. But we prefer to live at ground level. We like to be in charge in the driving seat of our lives. We like to be safe, to take no risks, to wear the safety belt. We like the cosy familiarity of our own car. Same old sweet papers on the floor, same old dirt on the windscreen. We're born to fly in the freedom that God has planned for us. But we're not prepared to let go. Not prepared to live God's way. We want to play with God. We want a brief sense of the wind of his Spirit on a Sunday or 2 minutes at home. But actually, we're determined fundamentally to stay in charge, to stay on the ground, determined not to give him everything. Church, worship, prayer sometimes gives us a tiny sense of what is possible. But if we choose to stay on the ground, our lives do not achieve their potential. And so we grow old in the nest. God the Holy Spirit comes to us as we worship. Instead of the familiarity of the nest, he wants to take us to places we've never been to before. The call is to adventure, to risk, to newness. It's scary because we have no visible means of support. He calls us to trust him wholeheartedly. He calls us to leave behind the security of the nest. What's the nest for you? Particular place? Particular people? A particular pattern of living? We're invited to leave the nest behind. And at times it'll be hard to stay airborne. But at other times the thermals will take us higher and higher. And flying can seem almost effortless. God comes to us as we pray. As we try to pray, the wings of his Spirit beat the spiritual air above us, and we're drawn upwards towards a better life. And so many of us so often would echo the title of this sermon, "Help, I can't pray." But it's God who draws us up into prayer by the beating of his wings. So often our prayer is feeble, fundamentally not because of the arrangements of our prayer, but fundamentally because we've made a decision to stay on the ground. We like a tiny sense of God in our lives. We like a little bit of wind in our hair, but we're not prepared to really commit ourselves to him. Prayer is meant to be life-changing, but so often we choose a safer version and stay in charge of our own destinies, behind the driving wheel of our own lives. Yes, of course you can try and rearrange the car, try and find a different pattern of prayer. But it all has limited effect if fundamentally you're into flight simulation. The real call is to a wholehearted commitment to God. We're invited to leap up out of the nest into real, full-time, wholehearted commitment to God. Prayer works more often when we're flying in the air of worship, when we're flying in the area of 100% commitment, flying in the air of trust, when we're flying in the free air of obedience. Prayer can be lots of things. Sometimes the eagle finds a thermal and soars high into the sky, seemingly without effort. And sometimes there's work to do to battle against the headwind. My friend Paul Oakley once asked a parishioner about her prayer life. She replied that she found it really hard to pray, and in fact she was no good at it, she didn't pray. So Paul probed a bit deeper and asked her what she did do. This lady would trudge back from the shops on a gloomy winter's afternoon, carrying her shopping bags. When she got home, she would put the shopping bags down and go into her sitting room. She didn't turn the light on, she'd turn the gas fire on. She'd sit in her favourite armchair, look at the flames, feel the warmth of the fire, and think about God for a bit. But she said she didn't pray. She didn't know that she prayed. And sometimes I get trapped in a particular set of words and need to break free and find out what free prayer can be. A different form of church worship, the writings from a different century, a poem, a children's story. Sometimes these things can set me free to soar again. But at other times, prayer is like battling against a headwind. And so sticking to the old disciplines can help. If you're not praying at all, then maybe just a determination to say the Lord's Prayer every day for a week. You'll move forward. Or come to church, and when we say the prayers together, just put everything that you can into that. Invest in the corporate prayer of the church. Sometimes I feel too weary to pray. There's a kind of heart weariness that makes everything feel drab or grey and means I lack the energy to help myself. The prophet Isaiah says that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. The Spirit of God hovers over us as we worship and calls us upward, above the clouds, into clear blue sky. Prayer is sometimes more about perspective than it is about passion. When you're high up, you can see things in relation to each other, instead of only seeing what's in front of your face. So sit quietly for a bit and think about how God would view your difficulties. Get a bit of perspective. Ask God to lift you out of the nest and give you enough height to see things clearly. And then say no words for a bit. You will have prayed. And perspective can give us the energy we've lacked. And sometimes it's good, instead of asking God for the energy to fight our troubles, ask him for the elevation to see them clearly. Not more fight, but more height. So what do you want this morning? Have you come to church in your flight simulator, in your car, wanting a little feeling of spiritual wind in your hair, but tied in with your safety belt, in control of the steering wheel of your life, vainly trusting in your roadmap? Are you willing for God to call you up into new experiences? Are you willing for God to give you new freedom? Are you willing to risk trusting God entirely, obeying him completely? God the Holy Spirit hovers over us as we worship. He invites us upward to see what is above and beyond the mundane in our lives. He wants to lift our prayer beyond the mundane also, to give us new experience, perhaps more importantly, to give us new perspective, new energy. He wants to give us the life that we were born for, the fulfillment that our souls long for. He wants to hover over the chicks and invite us into maturity. He wants to hover over the chaos and darkness of our lives and draw us upward into light and beauty. He wants us to fly in the spiritual air of worship, of love, of obedience, and of joy. God invites us to pray. Let's be still.